KK4FTU. Got it figured out yet?
Yep. It's amazing. It is just freaking amazing. Okay. It's not got all the flashy junk like Log4 OM, but it's freaking amazing. Log4 OM just gives me the ability to log just contacts. This sucker, I can log contacts. I can do the net. It's just incredible. I don't know why I hadn't heard about this sooner.
What else over there is using it for logging their, doing their net logs, KK4FTU?
The only problem is it throws the first name in there, so I'd have to correct that or just completely ignore it in the log. For Earl, that's Alfred. Of course, the rest of the stuff's correct for what I've got for him. Location-wise and what have you. Well, that's comical. You'd think it'd have, already have USA in the dang thing. It's filled in everything else. But, yeah, whatever. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. So now I can log the net, save it to a file on the computer, and if Paul needs to see a log, I can pull it up and be a little quicker at the draw than having to go scramping through the my chicken scratch handwriting.
Scratch handwriting log won't give you issues if a hard drive crashes.
That is true.
Oh, mercy. Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm just absolutely speechless. After I learn how to use this thing a little bit, I may end up deleting Log4 OM. One of the guys at the meeting, when I showed him Log4 OM, he's like, man, that's a lot better than this. And I'm like, so I installed the log just to see, and I have to disagree with him because this might not be a flashy Log4 OM, but it's got a lot more features in one piece of software. That is nice. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you can designate where it sends the, when you're done and saving it, have the main program on the computer and save your data to a USB drive, you won't have to worry about the hard drive crashing. You just have to find a computer that's got the program on it. You can plug the USB drive into it and pull it up.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, the net is going to be awesome on this thing. The only disadvantage I can see right now is I can't put side notes, so, but that's okay. Let's see here. The run deeply dry runs. There for those out in radio land, it likes here. KK4RQO Friday.
Hey, that's what your chicken scratch paper's for side notes. KK4FTU.
What I can do. Oh, never mind. Never mind. There's a little column on the side, so it's got call sign, time, sent, received, which I don't care, I just leave that like it is, 5959, unless I get a weak signal, but don't care. long problem, but that's okay. We only have two announcements usually, so I ain't worried about that. Yeah, on the side bar here where it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth for entries, I can actually take that out, and if they're in for rag chew, I'll just leave the number. If they're out, I'll go over here, delete the number, and put in for negative and negative. And yeah, that's going to make my life a lot faster.
4DJW uses, but I know he keeps his on the computer, and a couple other people that run nets on this one do also, and it lets them know if you've been in before or not, so I don't know if that one does or not, but whatever they use, let them know if that's the first time you've ever contacted them or not.
I would suspect it probably is. It probably will do that. Yeah, it probably would, because, you know, the contacts also. Yeah, we'll just play with it and see. But dang, this is awesome. I mean, Mike, yeah, this is just dang. So, yeah.
A little bit early, though, KK4FTU. Sound like you're having fun. I hope it works out for you there, Cody.
Well, I really do. Like I said, the only problem is with the name. I'll have to... You know what? I'm not even going to worry about it. But usually the name that folks go by, like my first name shows up as Benjamin, but I tell everybody I go by Cody. But you look at my QRZ, it's going to say Benjamin C. Riding, so I ain't going to worry about it. Leave it like it is. And just go from there.
Up with something with, if it's first contact, you put it in the first time and you go back in, change it, and it should be in your database, KK4FTU.
Roger, roger on that. Just for craps and giggles, we're going to see. That's a good idea. We'll do that right now. We're going to go up here, and we're going to put in, take up Benjamin, put Y and Shia. Oh my gosh. Let's see what we can do here. I bet you can't hit enter. Dang, it's a bummer. That'd be so cool, though. Anywho. Yeah, so we're going to take that out. It's funny, you put my whole name on the side, so Benjamin C. Riding, Cleveland, Georgia. I'm going to be definitely taking the name off and just leaving the location on the notes. So I'll fix all that as I go along. So we're just going to use that for now. And we're going to hit... Save. Close. Yeah. Yep, it'll save it here on the thing, so let's just go back into net. See what happens here. So we're going to go up here to the top and type in R4CW. Click time. We're going to put in KK4RQO. Keep your fingers crossed, because here we go. It worked. It worked, my friend. So all I got to do is put their name in as they want it. Get rid of the Okay, I mean the full thing on the end. And anything, make a mental note for negative and negative. And I'll just write down the two announcements on the paper. Use up. Yeah, this is going to be freaking awesome.
You're wanting to do away with, you didn't have to, you didn't buy that one, did you? It's a free one, right? Everything you're able to figure it out. I didn't figure it would it may pull from QRZ, but it shouldn't give you any issues changing, because you're not actually going back and changing anything at QRZ or in any other databases. That's just your personal database there, KK4FTU.
Roger. And, you know, I have to say I'm really embarrassed to say this, but when I would do a net, I would call people by their call. So I'd say, like, if I didn't know you on a first name basis when we've talked so long, I would be like, all right, KK4FTU, come on with your comments for the net or something. I'd bring folks in by their call signs, so saying, you know, Richard, KK4FTU, come on in here with your comments for the net, what's new, or whatever. Now, I can actually look at my list, because I'll actually have the space and I'll actually fill them spots in, unless I have to correct something, and, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
JW, he uses that, and I hear, well, it shows you hadn't changed your address on QRZ. It shows you some such and such elsewhere. But I've got you listed as here. He also uses his quadcopters, multi-rotors, he'll use them to help string antennas up in trees and such. KK4FTU.
Roger, roger on that. Oh, mercy. Well, I just sent a message to the feller who's got the tower, so maybe I'll get an answer on the price, and maybe we'll get that dog and pony show rolling. And, I think probably what I'll do is I'll just do it as an investment, because honestly, I've got so many pokers in the fire right now between the tractor and chicken feed and all that jazz that I really got to get good money coming any way I can, because the sooner I get this stuff paid off, well, the chicken feed is just, it is what it is, but then I get the tractor paid off and get a new truck in here, then I'll be able to sit back again and play radio and do what I want to do. Right now, I got so much backed up crap to get the farm back to the way it needs to be. Yeah, I'm pretty much buying stuff to flip for investments.
So, you're getting ready to plant half the pasture in corn, so you won't have to buy any more feed, right?
But actually, I bet you didn't know this. Well, no, it's just cows, but cows and deer would actually starve in a cornfield. Did you know that?
You plant soybeans and you couldn't keep the deer out.
Or anything else for that matter. But, I'm like, I think his dad told me that a while back. And it's funny, you see all these folks planting corn out there, apple flavored corn, and this and that. And I'm like, really? Y'all know nothing about what you're hunting, because deer do not. Y'all need to do a little more research into what you're hunting, so you can put the right crap out there to draw all them in.
Just plant a bunch of persimmon trees around. They think persimmons are candy.
Well, most of the folks around here are wannabes, so of course they ain't going to know that kind of stuff. Like that boy across the road from me. He come begging me a couple of years ago, can you come over here and help me make a food plot today? Well, yeah, where you want it done. And I walked there and I looked it over and I said, okay, that's the first thing I can do is come in here with the bush hog, then I got to come in with the disc, then I got to come in here with the tilt. And after that, you just keep the ground hoed up and turned, put some seed down, you should be okay to go. Well, I put a lot of time to that thing for him, and all I asked for was for him to get me at least 20 pounds of deer jerky. Because I think that's the least he could do for all the work and sweat and effort that I put into it for him to sit up there on his back porch and shoot. So, well, what did he do? He went and went to someone else's property. He didn't even do nothing with that area below his house. It was sad. I don't speak to him anymore.
I'm hearing there's some stuff you can mix up called deer cocaine or deer cane, and they'll eat dirt that stuff soaked in. I don't know what kind of minerals are in it, but they go crazy over KK4FTU.
K4RQO, yeah, I've heard about that stuff as well. That's pretty wild. I don't think Paul even knows half of what this thing, this program is capable of doing. So I'm going to have a lot of interesting notes to, I'll be bringing to next month's meeting, that's for sure. But I hope that deal works out where we're wanting to set up for the field day, because it's definitely going to get a lot more attention drawn to the hobby and potentially a lot more club members.
Hope you're busy, a lot more busier giving tests too. Hope you person you're having to go for Saturday does well on the test. Hope she studies KK4FTU McKenzie.
Yeah, stand by for that. I'm gonna give you a quick landline about that. Yeah, you're gonna probably shake your head at this one. KK4RQO will be clear. Like I said, stand by for a second. I'm gonna give you a holler.
Back to you on the side.